Radio.
When I was at high school, I had an English teacher, and she was one of those quiet, tiny little women, very young, but very, very strict. And we all used to think she lived at home with 30 cats. And I spent most of my year 10 year being terrified by her, because English at that stage wasn't one of my strong points. But that all changed one day when she came into class wearing a big button on her lapel. And 25 years later, I don't remember much about what she taught me about the Scarlet Letter or the Tale of Two Cities, but I do remember what was on that button that day. It said, "Please be patient. God isn't finished with me yet." Whether we realise it or not, today we proclaim that same message. We won't do it with a button or a lapel, but we do it with ashes on our brow. The ashes we wear today announce to the world this plain fact, that we're not perfect. They tell all who see us that we are beginning 40 days of prayer, 40 days of repentance and reflection and sacrifice, that we are Catholic Christians seeking somehow to renew ourselves with God. These ashes say that we're all works in progress. They say, "Please be patient with me, because God hasn't finished with me yet." In fact, he hasn't finished with any of us. And that's the great wonder and the great consolation of this season of Lent that we begin today. As we enter this holy season, we should approach it with seriousness. But we shouldn't mistake that seriousness for solemnity. Today's gospel reminds us, do not look gloomy. Anoint your head and wash your face. I take that one step further and add to this the season of penance and prayer, a sense of possibility. We should make Lent a time of hope. And yes, even a time of joy. Recently, when I was in the US, I was reading an article about Cardinal Dolan, who's the Archbishop of New York, and he delivered a beautiful address to the Pope and the College of Cardinals. And he quoted the writer Leon Bloy, who said, "Joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God." If we want to be, as St. Paul put it in the letter we have just heard, ambassadors for Christ, if we want to bring others the presence of God, we need to be emissaries of joy. Even during Lent. In fact, I would say especially during the season of Lent. Cardinal Dolan then went on to talk about the story of a man dying of AIDS in a hospice in Washington that was run by the Missionaries of Charity. And the man wanted to be baptized. And when the priest asked for some expression of faith, the man dying whispered, said, "All I know is that I'm unhappy, and these sisters here are very happy, even when I curse them and annoy them and spit on them. Yesterday I finally asked one of the sisters caring for me why she was so happy. And she replied, 'Jesus.' And the man explained, 'I want this Jesus in my life so that I can be finally happy too.' Those sisters gave the dying man something immeasurable. Even amid suffering and hardship in that hospice, could anyone deny that they were ambassadors for Jesus? How many of us hope, or would hope and pray, to affect the lives of others the way they touched the life of that one man? We think of Lent as a time of giving up. And I say this every year, but it's true. Giving up begins with giving. Giving something to yourself and giving something to others. And I suggest today that we begin by giving joy. And if we truly want to give up something, don't just settle on chocolate or all those nice things or going out for dinner. I'd like to think that we do something more, go some little bit deeper, and try giving up something really hard. Maybe cynicism at home or at work, or jealousy, or talking about others behind their backs. Maybe we could give up gossip, or give up regrets for choices you never made or paths you never took. Give up fighting God's will for us. Give up always forgetting in the most famous prayer in the world doesn't include the phrase, "My will be done, but thy will be done." So if you need any help, here's a few suggestions. Try this. Give up whatever fear or anxiety is keeping you from going to confession and just go. Give up being too busy to pray or being too worried to hope. As they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, let go and let God. There's no better time for doing that than now. As the scriptures tell us today, now is an acceptable time. Now, the point of all this preaching this morning isn't just to make others feel better or make ourselves feel holy. It's to draw us closer to the one who makes everything, including our salvation, possible. And we do it now for good reason. Lent forces us to admit something we prefer to ignore. We don't have forever. So throughout today and this Lenten season, look in the mirror. You'll see reflected back in this mirror this inconvenient truth. We are dust. We have been marked. The clock is ticking, and there's work for us to do. And it begins here and now, and it will take the rest of our lives to complete it. But nothing is more important, because it's the great work of our redemption. The journey of Lent is one more leg on our journey back to our loving Heavenly Father, a journey that I admit is often full of struggle and sacrifice. But it's a journey that ultimately is a journey of joy. As you remember that you are dust and to dust you will return, remember that too. And as we embark on that journey today and begin this 40-day adventure, remember one more thing. Please be patient with yourselves and with everyone else, because God isn't finished with any of us yet. Amen.
Radio.org.au